with the greatly reduced presence of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, and some would even maybe say the expulsion of ISIS from Syria and Iraq, there's a void that's been created. So who is now filling that void, and what's going to happen there?
Dave, on top of that is the leader of Mossad, which is the intelligence gathering organization for the Israeli government. Prime Minister Netanyahu is on top of this situation as well. They spoke recently, both in Israel at different conferences, not knowing the other was going to be addressing it. And they both talked about the fact that Islamic State is being taken out. For example, they're out of Mosul. And the plan is to take them out of Al-Afar as well, which is the last stronghold there in northern Iraq for Islamic State. So they're watching that happen. But then when you look over at Syria, in Raqqa, there's a big battle going on to get rid of the Islamic State. They're fighting for their life there in northern Syria. Now, Iran is a major player in Syria. We all know that. We've talked about it before. They are co-partnering with Russia to help prop up Bashar Assad and his government against the elements that would like to take him down. Think about this, though. Over in Lebanon, Iran has its Hezbollah in the southern portion of the state of Lebanon. Hezbollah is a surrogate terrorist organization sponsored and funded and armed with everything out of Iran itself. So this sets up a pathway for Iran, which is ultimately their goal. They want to have a pathway from Iran all the way to the Mediterranean. Now think about it geographically just for a moment. You have Iran, who's the player we're focusing on. We understand they're quickly moving into every power vacuum that is being left with the fallout of Islamic State. So that would give them at least the northern part of modern-day Iraq, but that would also give them the southern part, because the Shiites, which are Iranian, of course, are controlling the 60% of the entire population of Iraq. So they would have Iraq. If they get Raqqa, they would take down Raqqa. They would have no Islamic State. Iran fills in that vacuum and gives them Lebanon. You have the path then from Iran to Iraq to Syria to Lebanon to the Mediterranean. Then all they have to do is make a southern turn to go into Jerusalem, which is, of course, their plan to set up a worldwide caliphate in the city of Jerusalem.
What you're describing there, Dr. Jimmy, it sounds so biblical in that the Bible says, you know, you put off something and you put on something. If a demon is cast out and the person doesn't accept Christ, the demon will come back to the clean heart with seven times the demons. And so we have to be extremely cautious whenever getting rid of an evil group of people,